I know that it's Easter and not Thanksgiving, but I think it's appropriate to give thanks for what we are thankful for. I am thankful that Christ was crucified and raised from the dead so that we can have salvation. I'm thankful for my wife, my children, my grandchildren, and the rest of my family. I'm thankful I have a job, a house, and a decent living, and I'm thankful for the SSPX. Now, there's a woman on YouTube who goes by the name Miss Happy Catholic. She's an anti-trad. She does a lot of videos interviewing ex-trads such as ex-sedevacantists, but she puts a special emphasis on the SSPX, it seems. There are a lot of allegations brought up in these videos, and I'm not saying those things don't happen, but they happen in literally every religious group, including the Novus Ordo. In fact, I would say it's probably a worse problem in the Novus Ordo. And I'm not entirely convinced that some of the stories on her channel aren't made up. I don't think she has a very good vetting process, or any at all. I think if it's anti-trad, she puts them on, not taking into account that people will lie because they have an axe to grind, or they want attention or sympathy. I discovered her videos a few months ago, and they are the reason I put out my video, "Are Trads Really That Bad?" Now, I've been working on a direct response video to her and this trad recovery she has set up all week, but I haven't been able to finish it, what with getting ready for Easter, and I don't want to be reactionary and fall into calumny. So I'm going to wait until after Easter and review the video and make sure it's fair, then put it out sometime next week, if I do put it out. This week, rather than defend the SSPX against her allegations, I've decided to put out a short video about why I'm thankful for the SSPX. And I'm thankful for two things. One, that the society exists, because without it, there would be no Latin Mass. And two, that I have an SSPX chapel in my area to go to. Now, I'm going to start with the second one first. I went to Mahdi Thursday last night at the SSPX chapel, which I don't normally do. If I do go to anything other than Easter Mass during Holy Week, it's Good Friday. But it was a high Mass, and I love high Mass, so I decided to go. I was struck with how beautiful it was, and every time I'm struck by the beauty of the Latin Mass, I just say to myself, why do they want to get rid of this? Going to church is a hassle. It was a hassle when I was a Protestant, and it's less of a hassle, but a hassle nonetheless, going to the Novus Ordo, especially during the week when I worked that day and have to work the next day, and it's not an obligation. But with a Latin Mass, it's like going to the movies or going out to eat. I look forward to it. I went last night because I wanted to. And yes, I get that same sense of awe at the diocesan Latin Mass as well, but here's the difference. Now keep in mind, I'm talking about how it is in my area. The diocesan Latin Mass is an afterthought. It's been moved around, the times have changed. It's something the diocese feels they have to do. Whereas the Latin Mass is at the center of everything the SSPX does, and that does make a difference. Now don't get me wrong, we have one of the good bishops, and I'm thankful that we have the diocesan Latin Mass and that the bishop is trying to keep it alive, and I still go to it from time to time. But here, there is only Sunday Latin Mass, and sometimes they suspend it on major feast days. So I can't get the Latin Mass on Maundy Thursday, Holy Days of Obligation, Midnight Mass on Christmas, except at the SSPX Chapel. And with the diocese, I get the sense that I can't always count on it being there. But I do have that security with the society. And I really like the priest here. Most people think of SSPX priests as rigid, and I'm sure there are some that are. But he has that balance of not being loosey-goosey, anything goes, obviously, but not too rigid and judgmental, truly pastoral. And I've found that to be the case with most of the SSPX priests that come to my chapel. And I've had Novus Ordo priests that I really like too, one in particular that I can never repay him for what he's done for me, literally. So I'm not saying, oh, these priests are better than those priests. I'm just saying don't let anyone tell you that SSPX priests are all rigid Jansenists. They're not. And I'm thankful that the SSPX exists, because I know that no matter what Rome does, I will have access to the Latin Mass. I'm thankful that future canonized saint, doctor of the church and defender of the faith, Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, answered the call to preserve the Latin Mass, the traditional rites, and the traditional faith, because if he hadn't, they would be gone. There would be no Latin Mass today except for Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. Some might say, how can you justify disobedience because of liturgical preference? It's not just a matter of liturgical preference. The Mass of the Saints, the Mass that goes back to Gregory the Great in the 5th century, the basics of which go back to perhaps St. Peter himself, the Mass that was codified and canonized at the Council of Trent and Pope Pius V, cannot be dispensed of. I've heard it suggested on Miss Happy Catholic's channel that since we now have the TLM, the FSSP, and ICK, and other approved Latin Masses, that the SSPX should close up shop because they are not needed anymore, basically. Well, none of those groups would exist were it not for the SSPX. And if the SSPX goes away, they will all be suppressed. Ecclesia Dei was a reaction to Lefebvre. It even says so in the document. Why do you think they all used the 1962 missal rather than a pre-1955 missal like the Sedes do, or the 1965/1967 missal? It was Lefebvre that chose the 1962 missal. Now, you might say, well, Pope Paul VI granted permission for the Indult Mass in 1971 in England, but that was for the 1965 missal with the 1967 revisions, according to the Latin Mass Society of England and Wales, who are the ones who obtained the so-called Agatha Christie Indult. It was Lefebvre who said that the 1962 missal was the last acceptable missal. But wait a minute. Pope Benedict XVI said the 1962 missal was never abrogated. Right, and who drove that point home? Who saw that first? Summorum Pontificum was an effort to please the SSPX. I have nothing against the FSSP, ICK, or Diocesan Latin Mass groups. I would go to their Masses and do go to the Diocesan Latin Mass. But if Rome got rid of the Latin Mass tomorrow, abrogated all missals before 1969, those groups are gone. Or they go against their own principles that says Lefebvre was wrong and resist. Rome doesn't negotiate with the fraternity, the institute, or TLM groups, and the various other offshoots of the society and sedes are just irrelevant. I'm sorry, nothing against you guys, but you just don't have the numbers. Rome negotiates with the SSPX. The fraternity is still waiting for their bishop. My understanding is those priests who left the society and formed the fraternity said, we will take the deal Lefebvre rejected, which included a bishop, and they're still waiting decades later. That just proves that Lefebvre was right, at least in his assessment of the situation, that Rome had no intention of giving him a bishop. Make no mistake, the battle for the Latin Mass and the traditional rites rests in the society, even today. They go away, and so does the Latin Mass and the traditional rites. So we have Lefebvre and the Society of St. Pius X to thank for preserving the Latin Mass and the old rites and traditions. And so I say thank you. Have a blessed Easter. Until my next video, God bless.